Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to another great show that is. I am your host, Jay, and I have my lovely wife again with me today.
Hello, what's up, y'all?
And we are going to talk about a lot of things today. We got a lot of things to talk about, but first and foremost, welcome to the show. Number to call is 646-668-8743. We're going to talk a little bit, always, about our community and what we need to do a little differently than what's being done now when it comes to supporting those who are put themselves in place to give us a blueprint for success, but we choose not to follow that. And I'm going to show you on today's show that it has been an ongoing thing with Black people. I don't understand it. Y'all, we got to get it together. We can change it. We can make it better, but we got to want to. Also, number again, 646-668-8743. Also, we are going to talk a little bit about, you know, the past experiences here in North Carolina. How many of you guys knew that there was a group of people, ex-slaves, you know, civil rights leaders that wanted to and almost got to have their own Black city? It was called Soul City in North Carolina. It was almost a reality. And you guys will not believe this story because it blew my mind when it come across me and I read it and got to doing some research on it. I just thought it was one of the most amazing things I ever heard. Never knew that in North Carolina. Certainly didn't learn it in the school system. And I don't think that they're going to be trying to teach that in the school system no time soon either. But it's very interesting stuff. Number again, 646-668-8743. I'm going to open the phone lines. I got my wife here. We're going to have her perspective on this story. And I'm going to play the clips. And I think you guys are going to really, really enjoy the clips that we play on the show today when it comes to Soul City here in North Carolina. 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
If you are ready for the show, I
bet you now I disappear. I wipe away all your tears if you let me. Kiss me.
Wanna go crazy.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact health consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tanja Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.body.com.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
That's what I'm doing every move I'm making. I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing. Cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
This ain't no playground. Round here we don't play round. Out here I'm eating, never put my plate down. I'm getting money and you get lost. So you ain't even employed, so how you a boss? Doing my thing, don't care what it costs. I'm ballin', play me and you'll get crossed. And you a vegetarian, you can't stand beef. And you like blind people, you ain't never in the street. No, I'm hot and you well, hell. You make it rain, I'm iced out, I make it hell.
Right.
I run this dog, all you do is sprint. You a snitch, the neck, the tail, like sprint.
Tryna get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Tryna get
this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058, Mentors Inspiring Males for Success, Gastonia's hope for the future.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jake. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
I am here today with my lovely wife.
What's up, y'all?
And she decided she wanted to come on here, and she's going to tell y'all a little bit. I'm just kidding.
See, y'all,
he
is trying to catch me off guard, so.
I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. She don't want to talk right now. She's going to sit here. She's going to join me every now and then, I guess, when she wants to. Is that right?
Yes, I guess.
Okay, number to call 646-668-8743. Real quick, guys, there's a couple of things. We are definitely going to have another independent artist festival. I'm looking December of this year to have the second one for this year. And I've never had two in one year, so this is going to be new waters for me. And I'm hoping that you guys would definitely support it, because it is a great thing. We had a great time at the last festival, and Ms. D, come on now. We had a great time at the last festival, and it was a lot of support. I know we can get more, but I know it comes with the venue. So I'm not going to say anything about the venue right now because we're still working on it, but I promise you this venue is going to be a big event, and it's going to be a lot of great acts, and I see my man Mr. T Breeze on here. You know you're going to be involved. We got a lot of good things planned for this festival, because I think that it's great for the community. I think it's great that you guys can see that there are people out here who really care about, you know, the young people and people in general that have talents that go unnoticed. So we're going to give them another platform to display those talents. Speaking of platform, let me touch on this real quick. for some of you artists that are out there, and that for some of you guys that get this and listen to this show and or replay, whatever the case may be, and you hear something about the Independent Artist Festival, you know, I get really aggravated with the fact that I have so many artists who don't want to put anything into the festival. Only thing they think that they should do is come, show up, perform, get promoted, good day, that's it. But it's a lot more to it than that. And there's a reason why I do not charge people to come to these festivals anymore. Because I think that you guys, you know, definitely should have the backing of your community and your friends and your following, whatever the case may be, and they shouldn't have to worry about coming to pay to get in. Saying that, there might be some changes this year. I don't know, to the second festival, because larger venue, larger things we have to kick out. I can't do it all by myself, guys. I've told you that before, but I will give you the platform. So, you know, we got so many people who are trying to be prima donnas. Stop being prima donnas. Because if that's the case, then you can go to Bank of America Stadium and have you a jam fest or whatever you want to call it and fill up that stadium. You know, stop being like that. Start appreciating what's in front of you that people are trying to do for you. That's all I'm going to say on that. Now, I got an email the other day, and it was from someone from South Philly. And I thought every day, and I might be wrong, I know I didn't Friday, but I thought I kind of skim over all the people that show the, all the stations and states that show the show a little love. And for the last few times, they said that I had forgot to say anything about South Philly. So I am officially saying, South Philly, I appreciate you guys for continuing to support the show. If I slighted you, I'm sorry, but y'all continue to support the show because I need that support. And I also want to thank New York. I want to thank Chicago. I want to thank Little Rock, Arkansas, Alabama, Houston, Texas. Want to thank, Seattle, Bakersfield, California. I appreciate you guys continuing to listen to the show. And, you know, I even have people that listen to the show all the way in South Africa. So I appreciate you guys continuing to support the show, because this is a very important platform that I feel, especially for our community. This is a platform that I know is growing. You guys can definitely check out the show on iHeartRadio. You can check it out on Spotify. You can check it out on Spreaker and Blog Talk. So and we're getting ready to have a new platform. I can't let the cat out the bag yet until everything's inked and we have done what we need to do on our end. But there's a new platform that this show's coming to, and it's going to be really exciting. And I hope that you guys continue to check out the show and continue to definitely look at all the things we talk about on the show and make sure that what we do on this show, we try to bring it into our communities, y'all. Our communities are failing. Our young people are having a rough time right now getting their success or finding the road to success. And half of it is because we're not doing a good job at showing them what they need to be doing to be successful. We're letting it lack. We're letting it fall to the wayside. And we need to stop. We need to start being more involved with our children when it comes to their schoolwork. We need to be more involved with our children with what they're doing on the video games, what they're doing on their cell phone,
yes,
who they're talking to. We need to be nosy.
We got to become that village again.
That's right. We have to. And if we don't, then we're going to lose them. And, you know, I don't want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of our young people's success. I don't want to be a part of them failing. I don't want to be a part of them getting led astray, because that's what's going on right now. We got so many smoke screens around us, so we don't really get a chance to focus on what our young people really need to be focused on. And if they don't do nothing else, y'all, make them read. Make them be able to understand what's going on or what someone's saying to them.
Yes.
That's very important. If they can't understand or comprehend a sentence from someone that's trying to speak to them, then they're going to have a rough time in life. And I know it's not easy. And, you know, some of that understanding comes a time down the road when they become teenagers, almost adults. You know, I know it's not easy. But what we got to do is we got to do better at presenting them the information and giving them the tools that they need to be successful.
Yes, and help them understand.
That's right. That's right. I don't. What's the biggest part that you see in your teaching setting that our young people need to really work on?
Social skills, socializing with each other, and reading, like you said.
So do you think private schools hurt? Well, not private schools. Do you think homeschool really hurt the social aspect of a young person's growth?
Yes, because they're not having that interaction with other children their age.
Right. And there's a lot of parents that are starting to go to homeschool.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because some of them just don't want to follow some of the rules in the school setting. Because you get that a lot. You get parents that just don't want to follow the rules in school settings, and they decide to homeschool. But then on the same token, what does that teach the child? You know? I don't know. Number call 646-668-8743. Now, before we went to the break, I told you guys that there was a group of individuals back in the 60s in North Carolina that wanted their own city. And it was going to be called Soul City. And it's really a thing, and I didn't know that. And it took up a whole lot of real estate, And they almost had this go into reality. But some things happen. Some people happen. As always, we happen. And I don't think it happened. I know it was oxymoron, but but I want to play. I'm gonna play part one of a series that was on. It was on Real South. It was on courtesy of Real South. I think it's season two, and it's called Soul City. So listen to what these people are saying. And you got to remember, this is back in the days. This is back in Jim Crow era. This is back in when there was tension. So you got to be mindful of some of the language, you know, but I want you guys to just listen to what they were trying to get accomplished. They were trying to get their own city, which I thought was very interesting, being that this is the Bible Beltway of, you know, the land. So just listen to it. We'll play a little bit of this, and then we're going to talk about it, all right? So this is Soul City, courtesy of Real South. And this is your classic. Villages. Mm-hmm. Now, excuse the saints. Just remember the era we're talking about. I want to say a little something about what he just said. He talked, and again, guys, forgive me for some of the language, because you know I don't do that on this show, but it just comes with the territory of this, what I'm playing for you. He said that Black people wanted to live where they wanted to, and they should have the ability to have their own city. I understand it, and please, y'all, don't think the wrong thing about me. Don't think the wrong thing about me, but what I'm going to say is probably not what a lot of Black people want to hear right now. I understand that. I thought it was a noble position to take, especially during that time era. It was a noble position to take. I didn't know if they were going to be able to pull that off. I wouldn't know if they would be able to pull that off with the mode of thinking in that time era on both sides of the fence. But one thing that bothers me is, I mean, Black people couldn't even keep it together then, couldn't support one another then to make this happen. Look how long ago that was. And we are still, to this day, not supporting one another. We are still not wanting to support one another to make sure that we get to the level that we need to be as a community. There's nothing wrong with wanting your community to be prosperous. There's nothing wrong with you wanting your community to be a shining cornerstone in the city or town that you live in. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. You know, I will say this even to my Caucasian friends, to my Latino friends. I will say this to you also. If you want your community to stand out, if you want the best for your community and your culture of your people, then the only way to do that is to become one and to make sure that you guys are doing the things that needs to happen for success for your young people. And I keep harping on young people because I'm telling y'all, they are the ones that's going to finish this for us.
Yeah.
And we have to start acknowledging that. Some of us elderly people, not me, I ain't saying I'm elderly.
Okay.
But some of us, a few years.
Keep going.
Some of us, yeah, are stuck in what we think is our own realities of we are the only ones that exist, and there's no need to talk to our young people because they're already lost. I can't stand it when people say that. Yes, we have problems with our young people. They're not lost, though. They're not lost where they can't be taken into account and shown the right way. They're not that lost. It's us that haven't given them the things that they need so that they won't feel lost. But like I was saying just a minute ago, there's nothing wrong with you wanting your community to be the very best community as possible. I mean, don't we all want to live in great communities? Don't we all want the best for our children?
Yes.
Don't we all want our kids to have great schools?
Yes.
Safe neighborhoods, better chances for employment to make a living?
Yes.
We all want that, whether you're black, green, blue, brown, or purple. It doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is that the black community, we got to learn to support one another. I know y'all get angry. Well, and some of you do and some of you don't when I say that. But it's the truth. It's the truth. We have to continue or start. We ain't even continue. We have to start support one another because we're not doing it. And, you know, if we're not doing it and our young people are seeing us not do it, guess what? They're not going to do it either. They're going to continue to walk around with their pants down to their butt crack with tattoos all over them, and they only 14, 15 years old, tongues pierced, nose pierced, eyeballs pierced, whatever else they can get pierced. We got to do something about it. I don't want to sound judgmental, but there's a place our young people need to be in. And sometimes we let them forget that they need to be young and children, that they don't have to be so much as an adult or try to act like an adult. And when we have those that can offer something positive to our young people, then we listen to them. Y'all, we take the truth out of everything. I keep telling y'all that. There might be people out here you don't like. There might be, you know, public figures you don't like. But you take the truth out of what they are saying and you apply it to your community. If you don't care about your community, how do you think someone else is going to care about your community? If you're showing them every time they put new park equipment in, it's ripped up and vandalized a month or two down the road. You think they're going to keep doing that? They're not. And you can't blame it on another race because they're not doing that. You have to look internal. We need lots of things like etiquette class. We need it. You know what? I would go as far as to say in the urban communities, they need to learn ballroom dancing. They need to learn things outside of their element, outside of their normal. Because once you start doing it, you'll realize that there's a whole new world out there. There's a whole new world out there. And this world, sometimes is not nice. Most of the times, it's not. Mm-hmm. Why y'all didn't tell me my glasses right. Look crooked?
I can't see.
It's fine.
You don't want me looking over there.
There is a lot of people out there who want to see young people fail. I don't.
I don't either.
And we have put ourselves in the position to where we're trying to be helpful. We're trying to offer our expertise. We're trying to offer the knowledge that we have. Sometimes it might not be the most nice things to expose to people, to our young people, but they got to be exposed to it, guys. They can't be in a shell the rest of their lives. They got to know that there are people out there that will use them. They got to know there are people out there that will not like them because of their color, skin, or because of how they talk, or where they come from, how much money they got, where they live. It doesn't matter. But there's people out there that will not like them for that.
Right.
And we have to prepare them
for that.
Exactly. And us as adults fighting one another, slack talking and gossiping about one another, in front of some of these young people is not going to get them where they need to be. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm not saying things that I don't see happen or I haven't seen firsthand. I've seen these things happen firsthand. And I'm going to tell you where the biggest zest pool of idiotic behavior our young people know. And that's Facebook. I'm thankful I can talk to you guys on Facebook, but my show's running live everywhere across this nation now. I incorporated this so I can get to some of the people that I really, really, truly know around me. But I got to tell you, it has become a cesspool for adults to act like children. You know, I had a kid tell me one time, they said, you know what? We don't do Facebook like y'all. Y'all be on Facebook now acting up. Grown people be acting up. I had a kid tell me this. So y'all be acting up. We go on other platforms now. We don't do Facebook because y'all took over and y'all be bringing a bunch of adult drama. And that's what it is, adult drama. Adult drama. And I listened to my friend this morning, his show, Warren Ballantyne, and Warren talked about about Facebook bullies, and I call them keyboard bullies. And you're right. You got to watch who you're talking to on social media. Mm-hmm. You got to watch that because some cats will come find you and will ask you, you want to say that, what you were saying on social media about me, to your face. And like he said, if you ain't about that life, you better stop acting like about that life on social media. Because I promise you, there's always somebody out there that's going to see if you about that life for real. And that's the last thing we need, is silly confrontation because of something that was said on Facebook. But it happens. It happens all the time. Sometimes I just pick up my Facebook page. I just click on my Facebook page and I just watch and read some of the things, some of the silly things that people are going back and forth on. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But you know what? Our young people are watching this. They're watching this. And they laugh about it. I can't blame them. Number to call. Well, actually, we're gonna go back to the clip in a minute. We're gonna take a quick break, and I want you guys to listen to the rest of this clip about Soul City, the first proposed and only proposed all black city in North Carolina. Guys, the story is absolutely amazing. I never knew about it. I'm here in North Carolina, never knew about it. Maybe somebody out there that's listening, they've known about it and just didn't say it. I've never heard any of our illustrious leaders and potential leaders. I've never heard nobody, and a civil rights activist, never heard anybody say anything about this place, which I think is really good commentary, and that's why we're playing this so we can speak on it. Number to call 646-668-8743. Guys, I mean, we're going to come back and we're going to continue Soul City. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand. Go ahead and sing. Hey.
Something sweet as a candy bar. I can understand it. I can deal with up the hill. Baby,
ancestrais, me vi de perto, nu como um deserto, errante navegante no mar sem fim, foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais, do meu olhar ela é a expressão da paz, é ardentia, pura simetria, minha deusa Vênus.
Show number to call 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, you know what? I went through a couple of number changes throughout my 10 years, y'all, doing this show. I've done this show for 10 years. I started in 2009. And, you know, I just wanted to see if I could do it because I had already been out in the community doing civil rights stuff, standing and protesting and standing in front of cameras, giving press conferences after press conference, and fighting the good old fight, is what they say, and with each other. And we'll leave it at that. And I started this show in 2009. If I ain't mistaken, I think it was like in April of 2009. And my first guest was Little G from Silk, the R&B group Silk. And I need to bring him back on here just for the fact that this, what you giggling about? What you giggling about? Y'all, she laughing at me. What you laughing at me for?
I was thinking about the first time when you did the radio show.
Oh, yeah, when I had, like, the little hair bob things. And yeah.
You said, I just want to see if you can do it. And
yeah.
You did it, and look where you are now.
Yeah. I know. I'm still fighting a good fight.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going.
Without some of the negative stuff that I've been hearing. But anyway, I had Little G from, I seen that look. I had Little G from Silk on the show, and he was coming to Gastonia to perform that week, and he really, really liked the show's platform, and it was raw. It was very raw because I didn't know what the world I was doing, but I start having people listening to the show, and I was going to these places and speaking at events and churches, whatever the case may be, rallies. And the coolest thing would happen to me. It was this little white lady. Her name was Sally. And she was from South Carolina. And I remember speaking at this event, and I have gone off into something else, sorry. I remember speaking at this event, and this lady walks up to me, this little white lady walks up to me. She says, I just want you to know that I appreciate everything you say. I appreciate every story you give and every person you have on your show. And she said, I've been listening to your show since day one. And this was like maybe about three years into it. She said, I've been listening to your show every day. Since day one, she said, I don't miss it. She said, whenever you're on, I listen. And she says, I just want you to know that no matter how many people feel like they don't need to support you or feel like they don't want to support you, she says, always remember that is the one person that you will always impact and you will never know it. And she still listens to my show today, 10 years later. She still listens to my show. I still get emails from her. And I'm saying all this to say that no matter how many people we have in our community that don't want to, as Spike say, get on the bus and do the right thing with our young people, as many people who talk bad about you, who don't want to support you, who don't want to see how your vision can be implemented and help the whole totality of the issues that's going on in your community. You always got that one person that's sitting back listening and saying, you know what? I'm going to try what this person is saying. And you'll never know that what you might be saying might be helping somebody crawl out the hole. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't let negative Nancy's and what do you call a negative dude? Negative Ned?
Yeah.
Negative Ned and negative Nancy's. Don't let them deter you. Because I'm telling you guys, I've had my share of being deterred by people who will look in your face and smile and this, that, and what. But as soon as your back turns, you better have some armor on your back or you're going to get stabbed. I've had my share of those people. And I've done public arguments with other civil rights leaders, things that I regret now. I've had my issues with some other civil rights leaders or whatever the case may be. And, you know, I have extended olive branches to them, but they decide that they want to go another route and continue to be sour and bitter. and nasty about the situation. And it's okay. It's okay. I'll let them be that way. But I don't want y'all to get it twisted now. I told y'all earlier about Facebook bullies. Don't get it twisted. Because I choose not to say nothing now, don't get it twisted for 1 minute. Because I'm straight out of Dallas. Why are you shaking your head? Straight out of D-Town.
Yeah.
And we don't play that over in Dallas. I would never call it D-Block. I don't know why y'all keep calling that. That's jail terminology. I don't, who wants to be known for that? Not me. Not me. So y'all can call it that if you want to. I just call it Dallas Pound. That's all I call it. But I ain't going to be calling no D-Block. So y'all can go ahead with that. I don't know nothing about no D-Blocks. But anyhow. Yeah. Anyhow.
Tomorrow or?
No, we're gonna play just a little bit more of it now. You trying to check me in?
No.
Y'all, okay, I'm gonna stop running my mouth. We're gonna play this clip because my co-host here just checked me and told me you gonna play this clip. Well, actually, play the rest of the clip today. Let's play the rest of the clip tomorrow. My show in its entirety.
Okay.
And I think it'll be better for them if we do. But like I was saying, you never know who you're going to impact. You never know who you're impacting with your words. So choose your words. Choose your words.
Yes.
And choose the method in which you deliver your messages.
Yeah, sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say
it. It's how you say it. That's right. And for those of you out there who talking, don't think I don't know. don't think I don't know. It's not all got back to me. I hear everything. Don't think I don't know, but it's okay. I'll still help you if you ask me to, even though you're talking. What about you?
Yeah.
I don't even want to do now, but I will. I know I will. I don't want to, but some of them get on my nerves. But as I said before, you don't know who you've impacted. So choose your words wisely. That is the quality of a great leader. Not someone that gets on social media and in the newspaper or whatever the case may be and downgrades people because they have a platform to downgrade them. That's not being a great leader. That's not showing our young people the right way.
Right.
Do the right thing. Make sure that when you lay your head down at night, you can truthfully say, I have done everything possible to make sure that I am leaving a positive legacy on my name, not one of strife, not one that causes a lot of grief to people. I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm not going to let her be a part of that. And we're definitely not going to let our children be a part of it.
Yeah.
And if I'm affiliated with someone that's a part of it, then I have to break it loose, you know. And guys, don't be afraid to let people go. Sometimes you got to let people go. Sometimes, you know, that's right. Sometimes dead weight is just exactly what it is, dead weight. Sometimes people who say they got your best interest, man, they don't have your interest. I learned that a long time ago. I learned that everybody that called me brother ain't my brother. I learned that, and I have taken that to heart. And that's why I am how and why. How do you say that? How I am with people. This is why.
Keep going.
You got me mixed up.
No, what?
This is why I like I am with people.
Yeah. You said it in my. Never mind. He loves to talk.
I do.
I know.
I do. But
and
I feel like I
are...
just don't talk just to be talking. I feel like I'm talking to try to empower. That is my
mm-hmm.
whole purpose of this show is
mm-hmm.
to empower.
90.
Hello. That's my whole purpose is to empower. Is to make sure that what I'm saying can help somebody. It might not help everybody. And there might be some people out there like, that was Jay, shut the, you know what up. He just need to shut up. You ain't got to look at me like that. I know there's people out there, but you're still watching this to see what I'm going to say next. And it's okay if you feel like that. But try to get to know before you really judge me. Try to get to know what my cause is before you shoot it down. Try to get to know what I have done before you talk against what I'm trying to do. Because I promise you, my track record is not shady. And my track record has been done in love and peace each and every time. So know, guys, just know. Just know that this is not a game. We're playing with people's feelings. We're playing with children's lives, the outlook of their lives, and we need to take that into account and do what we need to do as leaders. Leaders. Look, I know my wife didn't talk much today. She's going to talk tomorrow, y'all. She's going to talk. We're going to have
talk.
She, you going to talk tomorrow. I'm going to give you a whole segment where you just going to talk.
Talk. Stop, Jay. Radio man.
Stop. Look, guys, if you don't tell nobody else anything today, tell them you love them, because you don't know if tomorrow's promised. We all don't know if tomorrow's promised. So tell them you love them today. And I want to tell you guys that I love you. The greatest love I know is the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. Make sure you check out the show tomorrow.